We are Sound Dog 2023.
Hi, I'm Louise. I'm doing media production.
Hi, I'm Jessie, and I'm doing animation and visual effects.
Hi, I'm Noah, and I'm doing sound and music production.
Hi, I'm Theo, and I'm doing sports journalism at Lincoln.
Hi, I'm Tom, and I'm doing sound and music production.
Hi, I'm Charlie, and I'm doing media.
Hi, I'm Jack, and I'm doing sound and music production. Siren
107.3. So for Sound Dog 2023, we've had some brand new students here at the University of Lincoln head out across the streets of the city centre to do some recording of sounds. I am with Noah and Charlie. How did it go, you two?
It went quite well. We found lots of different sounds across the whole of Lincoln, including like trains, different vehicles, and it was actually really fun. I really enjoyed it. I found it quite interesting.
Have you ever kind of done this sort of concentrated listening exercise before, where you actually go out and listen to what's around you rather than block it out with headphones and music?
Yeah, I haven't actually paid attention whilst I'm just out and about, but it was interesting to kind of actually listen to all the different sounds that we could find, and we were trying to find really interesting ones, which was quite difficult, but yeah, good.
And Charlie, you were out as well. Noah's just said you got some quite interesting ones. Which would you say was your most interesting or memorable?
Probably the busking and just like general like conversations and hearing people laugh on the street as well.
Was the busker any good?
He was actually, yeah.
Good, that always makes a nice change. So have you got your steps in today, do you think?
Yeah, I've got a few in.
Well done. Did you make it to the top of Steep Hill?
No, I just made it like halfway, yeah.
Fair enough. So just moving now to Tom and Jack. This is your first year, isn't it? You're just literally about to start your studies next week. So did you know Lincoln well before?
Yeah, I've been here quite a few times. I'm like pretty close. So I come here like pretty much like every week. So I do know my way around pretty well.
So you were a good person to do this exercise with, because you had riddles, didn't you, and clues to try and work out what sounds. Did you manage to get them okay?
Yeah, we got quite a lot of them, to be fair, but there was a lot of distance to cover, so we didn't get all of them, but we got to a lot of different places and we got a lot of different sounds.
Best sound, most memorable?
And probably the dripping sound.
Tell me how you got the dripping.
We used a bottle and we just tried to like replicate the dripping ourselves, like a drain, to just try and replicate it the best we could.
I love that. You start doing your own Foley. That's amazing. So how did you find it, Tom?
It was really fun, yeah.
Best sound?
Someone rode past me on a bike and that sounded quite cool. Siren Radio
107.3 FM. At home, I could hear the muffled sounds of my family. Soft keyboard tapping. Talking on the phone. The distant lawnmower. The cat's claws on the wooden floor. In Lincoln, I can hear lively chatter. People getting to know each other. The sound of cooking. Bing of the microwave. Glasses, laughter. People above me moving around. There are people everywhere. We go out. Ducks, swans, and geese splashing in the water. Contrasting to cobbled footsteps made by a chattering crowd. A new home, full of vibrant noise.
We are Sound Dog 2023. So as well as collecting sounds for Sound Dog, we've also had some creative writing exercises taking place today. Theo, tell me a little bit about what you were told when you first went into your creative writing session. What was your brief for today?
Yeah, we were given like little prompt of to write something creative about Lincoln or link it to like home or what we've experienced so far at the university. So I started writing about like what I feel like and the sounds I hear when I'm walking around the city, and then obviously practicing as well to like record it and read it out.
It's different, isn't it? The way you record things, and you know, when you're aware that they're going to be broadcast, to kind of just reading something out in your own time.
Yeah, it is. When you write something, you know it's going to be broadcast. It's different, but it's still quite fun to write about something and know that people will hear it.
Someone who definitely knew how to use their voice was Jessie. I love the difference in volume when you were recording.
Thank you very much.
You really gave that some thought, didn't you?
Yeah, I had some experience in college because we had a podcasting studio, and I did some stuff with that among other things.
Brilliant. And you decided today to, rather than write something sort of formal that you would read out, you kind of did a bit of improv.
Yeah, I wrote a bunch of bullet points down for the similarities and differences between my hometown, which is Wigan, and Lincoln. So I wrote about the swans for the similarities, the canals and the seagulls and trains. But for the differences, I wrote about how close the buildings are and the apartments, and how there's more of a bustling city.
Good. And you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. It's really good.
Good, that's the main thing. And finally, over to Louise. Hi, Louise. So this is like day one, isn't it, really, of your student experience. Was it cathartic, almost writing down your feelings?
Yes, very exciting to go in and produce something straight away. It, I think, has summed up the course quite well, as to give you a bit of an insight as to what you will be doing most of the time, just on a very quick scale.
Yeah, it was super fast, wasn't it? And how did you express yourself in writing today?
I chose to do a poem and started it by talking about the noises at home and then comparing it to how lively and busy Lincoln, especially the university and accommodation, is in comparison. Very lively, very vibrant, very nice.
Are you excited to get started proper now with your studies?
Yeah, absolutely.
Siren Radio.
From the University of Lincoln to the world.
When I walk around Lincoln, I notice the sound of the cars passing by, their engines rumbling conspicuously. Walking past the tall university buildings, I hear the chatter from all the students. First year's is paradigm of flatmates, timetables, ID badges, wristbands, and what lies ahead. Second and third years stressing about referencing and dissertations, deeply determined to achieve their goal of the highest possible final grade.
We are Sound Dog 2023.
Jessie, what do you remember most from your listening walk today?
I was focusing on the footsteps and different materials. The footsteps would sound different, which is something you don't usually notice when you're not thinking about it. And there was a lot of conversations I could hear and laughter, which usually you would filter out, but because you're focusing so hard, you just hear everything.
Hi, Noah. Hiya. Tell me about your listening walk.
I enjoyed it. I think it was quite kind of therapeutic and relaxing, and also tuning in on different sounds that you wouldn't usually hear, you just kind of block out. So yeah, it was really interesting.
It was really relaxing. It was sort of like a meditation of sorts, but I couldn't help but listen to the wind. And I would push against trees. People going by and their conversations and laughter, as it makes you feel less alone in a way.
So nature
nature came out for you today, above all the sort of unnatural noise that we make?
Yeah, I like, it's like a beauty in it, especially with nature. You can hear, like, seeing all the trees and, like, seeing how the wind affects it. I've always, like, enjoyed the wind and sound of it and everything.
What stood out for you today on your listening walk?
Well, really, Noah's squeaky shoes, mainly.
Love it.
It's like a metronome as we walked.
Did you manage to get past the shoe noises?
I did. If I focus on something else, the shoe noises run away.
So a lesson for next time, don't go in nowhere.
Yeah.
Hi, Louise, tell me about today's listening walk.
It almost felt like you were separated from reality because you were like an outsider listening in. But I think the favourite noise I heard was a squeaky wheel on a bike and a shopping trolley.
We are Sound Dog 2023.
During my time in Lincoln, I have observed a lot of similarities and differences between my hometown and the city that I now live in. I like to see a lot of swans when I walk around campus. They remind me of the canals back home where I used to like to walk. It's fun seeing the swans grow older with their cygnets and how they grow over time. And I'm very happy to see that here. However, there are a lot of differences. The buildings are a lot more close together, and especially around campus. There's a lot of shops, clubs, nightlife, so I hear a lot of shouting, howling, laughing. Another difference is the accents, since we're all from a lot of different places. Really thick northern accents, really posh southern accents, typical run-of-the-mill British accents. International students from different countries. Also, there are a lot of barges and boats around here, which also reminds me of the canals back home because it gives me a sense of familiarity of my surroundings.
We are Sound Dog 2023.